And now let's look at a new study of the government's health overhaul. NPR's Julie Robner reports that many of the people most likely to be helped by it don't know it.
When it comes to last year's huge health law, there's not much that people agree on. But there is one thing, says Drew Altman of the Kaiser Family Foundation.
And that's that it really does help the uninsured. 32 million uninsured people will get coverage.
But the latest monthly tracking poll by Altman's foundation finds that only about a third of those without health insurance think the law will help them. And that's because only about half know that it includes key provisions that will make insurance more available and affordable. Things like new tax credits and a huge expansion of the Medicaid program for able-bodied adults. One conclusion, he says, is that the law's supporters have let opponents define the law on their terms.
That's why it became in the minds of many a government takeover.
But Altman thinks there's something else. The uninsured, like everyone else outside of Washington, have so far experienced the health law as little more than a political debate.
And what it means is this will be real for people when it's real, which is mostly in 2014.
Because that's when most of the new benefits for those without insurance take effect. Until then, the law is just so many words on paper and so much political hot air. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.